Production is underway in at least one of a dozen biotech companies making synthetic marijuana. You're listening to 91.7 WVXU on NPR One. This is Focus on Technology. Weed is most commonly grown from seeds, but an increasing number of synthetic biology companies are growing it in a lab. They say it's more environmentally friendly, and without the expense of grow lights and fans, the product is cheaper. There could be added health benefits for the 100-plus rare cannabinoids in the cannabis plant. Cannabinoids are chemical compounds, with the most common ones being THC and CBD. Jeff Ubersax is a biochemist, and his company is Demetrix, one of those making it in a lab.
Nobody really knows what all of them do, right? And I think that's one of the places that Demetrix is really focused on, is being able to produce some of these rare natural cannabinoids and then really studying them to say, what are they useful for? Are these going to be good for human health and wellness or animal health and wellness? And if so, they're products that we want to develop and bring to the market.
The rush to make it and market BioPot follows research on how to do it. The University of California, Berkeley published its findings in the journal Nature in February. Demetrix licensed the technology, which uses fermented yeast. Ubersax says initially it was hard to figure out how to ramp up production, and he likens the early technology to the engine of a small, compact car. Now he says it's like a jet engine.
Right. So all of a sudden, that yeast cell started to make a whole lot of one of these kind of the precursors to a lot of the cannabinoids. And that is part of the technology package that we then licensed from UC Berkeley, is that jet engine. And I think, as you might imagine too, is when you put a jet engine in a factory that's not built for it, a lot of other things break. And so we've really spent kind of the last 2 years working on fixing some of those things that broke.
Ubersax says his company is focusing on medical marijuana, not pot, for recreational use. At least for the rare cannabinoids, he says Demetrix will be a lot cheaper than what it will take to harvest the chemical compounds from traditionally grown plants. The approval could come faster, too.
The way that regulatory agencies like the U.S. FDA look at, you know, natural products is they prefer to have things be, you know, single pure molecules rather than what are called botanical extracts, right? Which, and the main reason is because it's much easier for them to, as a regulatory agency, know it's one molecule, here's the purity standard that you need to achieve.
Scientists who can make synthetic cannabinoids are in demand. Viridian Staffing specializes in finding them. Kara Bradford is the CEO.
We're definitely getting and seeing more of a request for talent and this particular, the BioPot space now than we had seen previously.
She says initially companies were very secretive about hiring for BioPot. Now, not so much. Chemists and genetic engineers are in demand.
And so there's just so much opportunity because not a lot of research has been done in this space because of cannabis still being illegal at the federal level. And because of that, you know, as we're able to do more R&D and more of these companies are getting into R&D, I think we'll see a lot of new exciting opportunities for people to bring their experience in from other industries.
An investor group has pledged $300 million to another company, Amyris, if it can figure out how to make cannabinoids for large-scale use in consumer brands. The MIT Technology Review also reports the Ontario-based Kronos Group will pay Ginkgo, another biotech company, $22 million and another $100 million in stock if it can get yeast to make 8 different cannabinoids at a cost of $1,000 a kilogram or less. Demetrix has already started to make cannabis in a lab in a pilot study.
We're already starting to do some level of production in our pilot facility here in Emeryville that we're going to use to bring into kind of the initial FDA type of work that needs to get done to prove safety and efficacy.
The marijuana market is estimated to be $16 billion this year. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.